Stardust.
Stardust.
Unmasking the extraordinary.
The extraordinary.
Can a life overcome by setbacks truly transform? The remarkable journey of Oprah Winfrey answers that question. Born into adversity, she rewrote her narrative against all odds. Oprah's origin story was marked by poverty and pain. Raised by her grandmother, she endured not only material scarcity, but also the scars of physical abuse.
And I grew up under the auspices of children are seen and not heard. So me, Oprah Winfrey, not being heard in an environment where if you talk too much or you look the wrong way or you spoke out of turn, my grandmother would just turn and just thump me on the head. And many times she would save up the whippings for Saturday night when you were naked.
Her dresses, woven from potato sacks, symbolized her struggle. A reunion with her mother at six brought little solace, as her experiences remained tumultuous.
And then afterwards she would say, you better wipe that pout off of your face. You better put a smile on your face. So you'd have to now act as though the beating that you just had didn't happen. I realized that pain of not being able to express the emotion, that would be a huge pain body that I would end up carrying. When I was separated from my grandmother and sent to live with my mother at 6 years old, I suddenly land in a place that's completely foreign to me. I don't know anybody. I don't really even know my mother. I walked into that space feeling completely alone and abandoned with no explanation of why I was being sent away. I remember the first night entering into that house and being told that I wouldn't be able to sleep with my mother and I wouldn't be able to sleep inside the house, but there was a little foyer porch before you actually got inside the house.
Battling bullying and abuse, her path took an unexpected turn at 14, when motherhood arrived prematurely, yet tragically. But amidst pain, she was about to redefine her trajectory. Venturing into radio, then television, Oprah faced more hurdles. Fate's hand dealt her setbacks, but these trials ultimately steered her towards her destiny.
Once I got demoted, they didn't want to pay out my contract. I was making $25,000 a year. They didn't want to pay me the $25,000. Right. So they kept me on and said, we'll put you on this talk show just to run out your contract.
Her journey's turning point was her first talk show role in Chicago. An opportunity born from being fired propelled her into the spotlight, where her authenticity shone. Oprah's rise was meteoric, from a struggling show's host to a global sensation. Her resilience led to triumphs on both the small and silver screens.
The moment I did that talk show, I felt like, oh, I can be myself. I felt like this is what I'm supposed to do. And that was August 14th, 1978. And that was the beginning of fulfilling the calling.
Her role in The Color Purple garnered an Oscar nomination, while her show soared to the pinnacle of talk show supremacy. From a history marred by poverty and abuse emerged a trailblazer. Oprah shattered barriers, becoming the first African-American female billionaire in the United States. Her journey leaves us with invaluable lessons. Embrace your authenticity. Oprah's wisdom teaches us that being true to ourselves is the greatest gift we can offer the world. Believe in your journey. In her own words, your journey begins with a choice to get up, step out, and live fully. Rise above definitions. Don't let your past dictate your future.
The number one lesson I could offer you where your work is concerned is this: become so skilled, so vigilant, so flat out fantastic at what you do that your talent cannot be dismissed. Stop comparing yourself to other people. You're only on this planet to be you, not someone else's imitation.